Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pole of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our cavalry's a thing we search to no avail.
Dan Funkberg, the late Dan Funkberg, bringing this back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with John Tenby, editor of Real Clear Markets, author of a bunch of books, including Who Needs the Fed? And his new book is called When Politicians Panicked. John, thanks again for being here. Tell us about your new book. When you say When Politicians Panicked, he's talking about in what happened in the last 12, 14, 15 months, right, John?
Absolutely. In response to a spreading virus, politicians inexplicably chose economic contraction as their virus mitigation strategy. Historians will marvel, as you know, at the shocking stupidity. Economic growth has always been the biggest enemy of death and disease, precisely because it produces the resources that doctors and scientists need in order to basically cure what used to readily kill us. And so politicians claim this spreading virus was a menace to us, a danger, a killer. And so their response was economic contraction to destroy the wealth necessary. Again, what they did this time actually disappointed, and it's hard for politicians to disappoint because you expect the least of them, but they actually disappointed this time with their panic, nail-biting, baby reaction.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm gonna play the devil's advocate a little bit in this segment, just because somebody needs to. Because much of what you're saying, I agree with. However, it must be said that we've lost over 500,000 people doing it the way they did. Are you saying then that if they had not shut down the economy, that we would have had fewer deaths?
I don't think there's any evidence that shutting it down limited the deaths, but one way or the other, let's say that we lost 20 million people. What's the point of government force at that point? I mean, who needs to be forced to take precautions if they have a high risk of dying? Or
well, that's one of the things that I proposed a year ago, as you know, and that is that small business owners, we're the best at managing our own risk. We don't need the government to tell us how to manage our own risk. And I don't know what the answer would have been. I do know this, though. I've been following the science on this, and I don't mean Fauci science. I mean science from other people who are really in the trenches. And I've talked to them myself. I do know this. This particular disease, which I believe is weaponized, this particular organism, which I believe is weaponized by China, this particular organism is highly transmissible. And whether regardless of its of how dangerous it is, that makes it more dangerous. And so that's the argument against what you were saying. What do you think?
Well, I reject it again. Assuming, let's first say, so if they don't do anything, Americans were already taking precautions long before the lockdowns began because people don't need to be forced to be careful. Secondly, you want some people to reject the scientific consensus. You want some people to say, "Guess what? We're going to live our lives
the way." That's been me. I've been part of the control group.
Yeah, you want the people who say, "I'm going to hit every bar and party I can." You want the young people who say, "I'm going to make out with every girl and guy I can." And the reason you do is you need to find out by people rejecting the consensus if that behavior is associated with spread, with sickness, with death.
This placebo and, group, right?
Once you have a one-size-fits-all solution, you blind the population to the answers of it. And let's never forget, with AIDS, what the doctors said about it back in the 80s was mostly incorrect. Mm-hmm. You learn by people living and doing separately. Now, as for China weaponizing it, even if that's true, this was what they came up with? A virus that the New York Times kept acknowledging, hidden in articles, was mostly associated in a lethal sense with very sick, very old people in nursing homes.
Yeah.
Wait, this was the virus they came up with to hurt us? And I want to know, why would the Chinese want to hurt us economically? To hurt the United States is to destroy their economy. So implicit there is the Chinese had a plan. Let's do something to harm the United States so that we can wreck our economy
They play a different chess game. They play a more advanced chess game than that, though, John, I believe. I think they've got other designs. But the thing that bothered me about it was when the political correctness of masks, the political correctness of social distancing. I hate that term. What if we learn later, and we're starting to learn now, that we didn't need to be 6 feet apart, we needed to be 7 feet apart? Who came up with 6 feet? Why is that the magic number? Those are the things. And when you see people on television outside, nowhere near anybody, wearing a mask, that is conformity, and that's what I'm against.
Look, it's just political theater. And again, who knows why the virus spreads? You know, the reality is Anthony Fauci, as I point out in my book, wrote a paper in 1983 saying that AIDS was easily transmittable just between people within a household.
Wow.
Well, he was incredibly wrong.
Right. That's
and to be fair, science is all about doubt. It's not science unless there's
that's
doubt.
Right.
There's constant trial and error. There's constant learning about what
the climate change church attendees, the devotees of the climate change church, there is no such thing as settled science. Science, by definition, is never settled, and that's the point you're making. Tell us the name of the book again, please.
When Politicians Panicked, it's all about this economic disaster.
It's available on Amazon and other places right now?
It sure is. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores, you name it.
John Tamney. The new book is When Politicians Panic. Check it out. We're going to come back and talk some more. I'm going to try to get John out of his shell in this next segment. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassie again. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.